Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be with you as we begin another broadcast day here on KSLM with this show called Political Coffee. You know, the entire aim of this show, for those of you who listen on a regular, maybe you're just tuning in for the first time. The whole point of the show and the reason that I do it is to help empower you to change your world. And the way you do that is we do it through politics. We do it through the art of persuasion, having meaningful conversations with people in your world, whoever that might be. Meaningful conversations, not arguing, not debating them, but asking thought-provoking questions. That's why we try to talk about the political issues of the day in a way that does this to you, creates this opportunity, gives you thoughts and feelings that you can use to have, well, to persuade the persuadable. That's what it's all about. Today, I want to bring up a couple of issues. This is... There's a powerful story in Breitbart by an acclaimed military historian and an expert on elite units, Patrick K. O'Donnell. He's an author. He's authored 12 books about elite units in world history. He brings a story forward that is timely for our day, both in Oregon and, frankly, other places. The gun grab that ignited the revolution, the Somerville Powder Alarm. That's what it's called. It's a piece of American history that I didn't know till I read the story. But it is prevalent for today. And I'll tell you why. Because the emotions and the thoughts of liberty are the same today that they were back then. Except America was new. Also, have the Democrats and the news media inadvertently just given Republicans the courage to stand up and to walk out in states where Republicans in the legislatures are minorities, and where states have, because not all states do, but where states have, these quorum requirements. Texas Democrats have just done it. We just saw Chuckie Schumer standing in front of this holding a news conference in the Senate. Because apparently the Democrats, as we know, have fled the state capital of Austin, Texas, denying a quorum over the voting rights bill that the Texas Republicans want to pass, and they can't. It all sounds interesting, doesn't it? By the fawning news media giving Schumer and the Democrats every opportunity to say how wonderful it is that they left and denied the evil Republicans the quorum to be able to suppress the vote. Because that's what they always claim, right? And they will always claim that. No matter how ridiculous it is, they will claim it is voter suppression. Okay? Always. Anything that, I will guarantee you that this will even come down to illegal aliens voting, because that's ultimately what the Democrats want. They'll even claim that illegal aliens not being allowed to vote, any law passed in any blue or red state that doesn't allow illegal aliens to vote, that is voter suppression. That's what they will say. And there's a certain group of people out there that aren't paying attention that will just listen to it and say, yeah, that's right, it is. Anything that demands voter integrity by common sense, like not allowing dead people to remain on the voter rolls forever. Anything, any bill, any opposition to that means you are trying to suppress the vote. This is what they will say. We have to be able to come back against it. Now, I'm going to leave that point aside because we'll be able to get to petition number 302 and 301 both. Opportunities for you to stand up and make your voice heard. But let me get back to this point. I believe that Democrats and their willing accomplices in the mainstream media that are just lauding and applauding how wonderful it is that Democrats have left, have walked out and shut down this legislative session, are now giving, by this fawning coverage by the news media, are now making it easier for Republicans to go do the same in every state that has a quorum requirement where the Democrats rule, like Oregon. And it's very simple to understand why. Because the news media now has to grudgingly report every time a Republican caucus decides to leave a state and shut it down. They have to grudgingly report that Democrats do it too. Now, why does that matter? Well, two reasons. Number one, it gives Republicans the political courage, which they lack, to stand up and say, no, we're walking out. And you, news media, have to give us fair coverage over it. Because if you don't, we call you out on it. It gives them the courage and the spine to expect that they could do that, have that opportunity. It gives them the argument to make to their constituents that, hey, Democrats do it, and the news media loves it. Everybody thinks it's just fine. Because we're protecting the rights of the minority against the tyranny of the majority. Now, I just gave you an argument that you could use. Not an argument, but a political suggestion. Isn't walking out, as we're seeing happen in the Texas legislature right now, that's being lauded by the media as a wonderful thing? Isn't that protecting the rights of the minority Democrats against the tyranny of the majority Republicans as they perceive it? Isn't it the same thing in Oregon? Republicans walking out here, isn't that protecting the rights of the minority Republicans against the tyranny of the Democrats who are in the majority? Shouldn't we, the Republicans or the Democrats, use the tool that their founding fathers and mothers gave them? Tools in their constitutions, like in Oregon's constitution. There's a reason that our founders put this in the Constitution. It's simple. To protect the rights of the minority against the tyranny of the majority. And this relates back to the first story about the gun grab that changed America in 1774, folks. Process of leading to a Revolutionary War was a long process. These are the two stories I want to talk about today, because the second point about why the Democrats have inadvertently, and the news media inadvertently, because of their fawning coverage of how wonderful it is that the Democrats walked out against the mean, horrible, awful Republicans, is not just to give Republicans now the political courage to stand up and say, hey, news media, we're going to do it too, and you better cover us just the way you did the Democrats, and you better make that known in your stories as you write them. Now, you'll still get bad headlines, and you'll still get politically biased reporting, because that's what the news media is these days. But the second reason is now it just gave those voters in the middle that decide elections in swing districts, it just gave them an argument they will accept. And it's the argument I just made to you, that you have to protect the rights of the minority against the tyranny of the majority. That message sells even to this day. And why is that? Because it's about liberty, friends. It is, I continue try to share this with you because I think it is the singular most powerful message and point that we could ever make that moves those persuadable voters our way, that frankly gives people hope. And it is the hope that all mankind has always, because it's in our nature, the hope of liberty. It's how God created us as human beings. It is the difficult part of our Christian faith, is it not? To humble yourself before the Lord God Almighty and put your life in His hands. His will be done and not yours. It's a hard thing. Believe me, I struggle with it every day, and I bet you probably do too, those of you who are of faith. And please feel no condemnation if you are not a person of faith. Understand that the concept of liberty is that we willingly submit ourselves to the laws, the rule of law. But it has to be fair. Justice has to be blind. And in this day and age, we see that it is not. Because there is tyranny. There is a deep state. It lives in Oregon government. It lives in the federal government, in its incredible power. There is this wonderful call of liberty. And that crosses party lines, folks. And I can give you lots of examples of it. But it also is something that every human being longs for, the ability to chart their own course. And that is what America represents. That is the greatness, the shining city on the hill that comes right out of the Bible. We'll talk more about that. Take your phone calls on the other side of the break here. I want to remind you that Freedom Heating and Air is the local company here in Salem. Has been here in business for over 40 years. Why? Because they do many things that other heating and cooling companies don't do. It's called emergency services, and they pride themselves on it. It's at least in part what they built their reputation on. They have great discounts for seniors and veterans. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. Call them today. They'll come out and fix what's broken. freedomheatingandair.net. Back in a moment. It's 6:20 in the morning. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. See you on the other side.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. 22 minutes past the top of the hour, by the way. Vice President, it's hard for me to say that, but gal Kamala Harris applauded the Democrats for leaving, for their courage and commitment. Really? So that you stop the Republicans proposing to stop things that have been in place in Oregon for some time. And isn't it sort of interesting that you look at Oregon's very loose laws, and now, of course, we have election week because they passed that bill in Oregon that says, hey, as long as your ballot is postmarked before 8 p.m. on election day, it can be counted for up to a week later. And the other bill, we'll get to that here in a minute, the other bill that allows Democrats to keep dead people on the rolls forever. Those kinds of things have been in place in Oregon for a long time. You say, wait a second. Why do we need legislation then? Why do we just pass legislation? Well, because it's been done quietly behind the scenes. Stories about that have been out there. And now they're just codifying it in state law. And again, they're claiming that any effort to oppose it is voter suppression. How about voter integrity? Is that an argument that you could make in a conversation with a persuadable person? How about saying, should dead people be able to vote? Should illegal aliens be able to vote? Should felons who've committed murder or violent criminals who are incarcerated be able to vote? Because those bills literally have been introduced by Democrats in various states, folks. You may not know that, but it's true. By the way, thanks to Dwight for the great video. It's a Fox News story about there's an Oklahoma jail where this video shows inmates smoking marijuana and grilling food hibachi style inside of a cell with open flame. That gives new meaning to soft on crime, doesn't it? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Charlie Kirk was talking about this last night, too, and he did talk about Oregon. And the big difference here is that, as he said, the reasons why the Republicans in Oregon walked out, it was because they had true concerns, you know, about the Green New Deal, the damage it would do to people, et cetera, et cetera. And it was based in facts. But this thing with the Democrats in Texas, it's not based in facts. I mean, it's a lie. Voter suppression. I mean, have an ID, Jeff, as you and I both know. Everybody has ID. I mean, it's just so, so ridiculous and so, so hypocritical. I would love to see what Kate says about this, because, of course, Kate and the Democrats here in Oregon chastised and said, hey, they're not willing to do their job, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And
right,
now
exactly.
It's happening in Texas. It's so dang hypocritical. But the simple fact of the matter is that the Democrats, again, are basing their side of the story in lies and not facts. These bills are not voter suppression. They're to make the vote have integrity, as you and I both know. And so the Democrats continue to lie, including our president, by saying, hey, this is Jim Crow. You're discriminating against black people and suppressing them. Well, it's just a damn lie, Jeff. And I am so sick of all the hypocrisy all the time. And it actually happens on both sides. You know, I mean, the Republican Party was saying, oh, well, we can't walk out now because we have budgets to do, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I'm just dang tired of it. But the simple fact is that one side bases most of their stuff, the Republican Party, in truths, and the Democrats in lies. Even in Biden's home state, the laws are stricter. They don't even allow early voting in Delaware. So,
yeah, but you know what? Most people don't know that. And this is the problem. And this is why it's important. Everything you just said is accurate. And this is why it's so important for us as individuals to have persuasive conversations with other people, because they don't know that. They really don't, because they don't get it from their news sources, if they get any news at all.
The news sources lie about it. I mean, you remember when it happened here in Oregon. I mean, the news media was hyping the Republican Party was not doing their job. And now the shoe's on the other foot, and they're screaming the same thing. It's just ridiculous, Jeff. And it's sad that most of the time we're speaking facts and the Democrats are speaking fiction and people are swallowing it. I mean, it just like the situation in Delaware and Biden saying this is Jim Crow. Well, having an ID is not Jim Crow. You have to have an ID to get on a plane. You have to have ID to get a loan.
Yeah, now you're talking common sense, and that's the argument to make. Art, thank you. I appreciate it. That is the argument to make, is it not? Friends, also, if you're looking for a contractor that you can trust, that literally can come into your home and not disrupt your life badly by doing a kitchen or a bathroom remodel or other things, go to Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. That's what he specializes on, righteousrenovations.com, righteousrenovations.com. 6:30, back on this in a moment, including an OPB story about the differences between Republican walkout and Democrat walkout.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
44 minutes before the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line if you want to call and comment on Texas Democrats leaving, going to Washington, D.C., denying a quorum so voter integrity laws could get passed, so that we don't have the voter fraud that we know happens in Oregon happen there. Because that's how you turn a state that's either red or purple to deep blue. Because you allow voting week. You allow anybody to go pick up ballots. Does that mean you could change them? There's lots of stories about Democrat operatives being caught doing exactly that. Or I'm going to talk to you in a moment about the gun grab in 1774 that ignited part of the revolution. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. And of course, emails to Jeff at 1220.am, and I will do my best to read it on the air, or Jeff at KSLM.news. Julie writes about Kamala Harris, you know, that comment that we talked about yesterday. Hey, it hurts rural voters, you know, because they can't go get make a copy of their ID. She writes, Harris is ridiculous. Having lived in Eastern Oregon, I know we went into town on a weekday with a list of places to go and people to see. Mostly we would drive. Mostly we had to buy groceries. Please inform Kamala. We have indoor plumbing, guns on the back porch, and common sense. Yeah. But to elites like Kamala, that doesn't matter. Isn't that right? Yeah. For sure. All right. RoofMax is this new product that's 100% natural. None of the evil bad things are in this product. This is a product that Pfeiffer Roofing has exclusively. You can't get it anywhere, okay, except Pfeiffer Roofing. You're here in the Salem area. There's a great video on their website that shows you how this all-natural product is sprayed on your asphalt shingle roof that is deteriorating, how it rejuvenates, how it seals it up, how it gives it 15 more years of life, maybe. No kidding. It goes on kind of white. In fact, there's a video there. You watch the video. It comes with this product comes with a 5-year warranty. Okay. It goes on kind of white, and then it dries in about 30 minutes, and it is clear. If anything, it kind of darkens your roof a little bit. RoofMax restores your shingles closer to the health of new shingles. This is important because if you're thinking about selling your house, or maybe you're just trying to stop leaks, call Pfeiffer Roofing. They'll come out and they'll give you a free estimate, and they'll take pictures and they'll discuss it with you about, is your roof a candidate for this? Now, why would this be important? Because this product costs a fraction of the expense of a new roof. It's tiny compared to what it, and it'll give you years. Now, if you know you're going to have a new roof at some point, isn't this smart to do? Do it now, and that gives you time to set aside the cash to be able to pay for a new roof down the road when you really need it. Go to PfeifferRoofing.com. That's P-F-E-I-F-E-R, PfeifferRoofing.com. Click on where it says RoofMax, M-A-X-X, RoofMax. Watch the video, and then give them a call, 503-647-4725. They'll come out and they give you a free estimate. They'll take pictures, they'll look at your roof, and they'll show you the pictures, and they'll discuss your options with you. In fact, if you do have to have a new roof, they even have third-party financing to pay for it. 503-647-4725. Pfeiffer Roofing's been in business here since 1978. They do it right. They take great pride in doing it right for you. Prompt, reliable service for over 40 years is their motto, and they mean it. Pfeiffer Roofing, 503-647-4725. So, friends, let's go back to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC Talk Line. Talk to Rich. Rich, good morning.
Morning. A couple things that I'm observing. One, the Socialist Democrats that left and ran home to the swamp, they had a special session. The thing I keep seeing is that here in Oregon, with all the pre-filed bills, they would know ahead of time, they meaning the GOP, if they needed to walk out or not, just from what they see coming down the pike on a normal session. Then this, a lot of them try and say, well, we don't go against the Constitution. We're there to do a budget. But every time I've observed them, all the bills are passed before they even mess around with the budget. So because of that, they could have had the ability to walk out knowing that they could have saved us all this taxes that it came through, let alone any other bills that are a problem. So I think they're hiding behind that, and I'm not too clear why. I don't know what the GOP handlers have in mind. I also got a thing from Oregon Catalyst with a whole bunch of names on who you'd want to do for have for governor. I have no idea who these people are, and I'm willing to bet you most of them are middle-of-the-road Marvin Milquetoast. So I don't know what our deal is. I put in Mike Nerman's name, by the way.
Good for you.
Well, if you're going to stir the pot, let's stir the pot.
I agree. Good for you.
So I think it's whoever these people are, they're waiting in the wings. Their ulterior motive is that I would believe, from not knowing any of them, so I'm probably talking out my ear or some other part of my body, that they're looking for someone middle of the road that won't rock the boat. And let's put it this way. Many other states have had other groups like the Social Democrats and the GOP walk out during a normal session. And all it's done is extended the session so they could actually do the budget. So to hide behind that is really, to me, kind of disappointing to see.
It is.
That's
Rich,
about
thank
it
you.
For right now.
I appreciate your comments. Thank you. By the way, folks, keep your powder dry because the candidate that I am working with for governor is getting really close to announcement, and you will like it. And you'll like it for a number of reasons. This is not somebody you know or have heard of. But this is someone who's willing to stand up and have the courage to not be what Rich just described, middle of the road. In fact, there's an article written, and I have never heard of this group, but I got this yesterday. And Kathy, hang on, because I'm going to get to you in a second here. There's an article written by The Oregon Way, whatever group that is. And it says, can anyone win, regarding Republicans, can anyone win back the governor's office after a record-breaking three-decade dry spell? And it's very conventional wisdom, but there's a nugget in it. It has to do with Trump. Even the writer inadvertently acknowledges the power of Trump being a fighter, folks. That's not middle of the road, Fred Girard. That's not middle of the road, Christine Drazen, Republican leaders in the House and the Senate here in Oregon. They're not fighters. They're middle of the road, like Rich described. We need a Trumpian person. Don't you think? Wouldn't that inspire? By the way, it's interesting. The OPB story here says that Peter Courtney and Tina Kotek are silent about the Democrats walking out in Texas. Aren't they the same? Democrats are trying to spin this saying, "Wow, the Democrats in Texas are taking the principled stand, and Republicans aren't. Republicans is just about policy." Really? So Republicans walked out to stop cap and trade previously, although Fred and the boys and Christine allowed it to happen this time. And why did they do that? Because it would destroy their rural communities. Isn't that the principled stand? Let's go to Kathy, who's on the line. Kathy, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Well, you just said what I was going to say.
Uh-oh.
Our Republicans walked out because it was going to affect citizens, but the Democrats in Texas walking out, they walked out because it's going to affect their party.
Yeah, exactly. You see, theirs is literally about politics.
Right.
Not policy that truly impacts people's lives. Yes, the right to vote is sacred. And that message is powerful, but is it as powerful as talking about voter integrity? Should dead people be allowed to vote? Should illegal aliens, should felons, convicted murderers in prison be allowed to vote? That's the other side of the coin. Don't you think those are powerful arguments?
Yeah, they are. But felon, you could be a felon. In fact, I know somebody who in the 60s, was kicked out of the Navy because he had a little pot, and back then it was a felony. And I mean, he grew up, he was like under 21 and blah blah blah. So I don't know. I think the difference would mostly be allowing prisoners to vote.
Well, exactly, because being incarcerated because you've been convicted of a crime ought to carry some penalties, including losing your right to vote, at least while you're in prison. Thanks,
right.
Kathy. 6:48 in the morning. Back in a moment. What do you think?
All night long. Hey, all night long.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I use CBD because it makes me, well, it just makes me feel better. Truly, it's all natural. Doesn't get you high. I'm a former hemp grower, and I grew CBD, and I sold it to a company here in Salem that I know is honest and gives you everything you buy, because you can buy a lot of CBD. It's everywhere. And you have no idea where the base CBD compound is coming from. A lot of it comes from China or Mexico, full of all kinds of stuff. Oregon-grown CBD isn't, because Oregon's Department of Agriculture standards for growing CBD and hemp oil is the toughest in the nation. I know, because I had to do it. I had to comply with it. Salem-based company, ProBioscience, uses only Oregon-grown CBD. You can check it out on the website, pro-bioscience.com. That's pro-bioscience.com. And during the month of July, if you use the discount code HOT, H-O-T, to buy anything on their website, any of their great products that I use, the pain stick that I rave about, that you just rub on that takes away the pain, or the tincture that I used some last night before I went to bed and I slept like a baby. If you want all natural solutions to things that ail you, go to their website. And if you buy anything online, use the discount code HOT, H-O-T, and you get 15% off. Plus, ask them about their loyalty rewards program. You can get even deeper discounts. Great products, and you can buy with confidence. Pro-bioscience.com. You can also, by the way, see their products on the store shelves at the Liquivana vape shops in Molalla and Silverton, or the Tobacco Pouch here in Salem on Edgewater. Pro-bioscience.com. In 1774, there was a spark that really ignited the Revolutionary War starting in 1775. And it was lit. It was a fuse that took a while. And British General Thomas Gage unintentionally lit it when he first seized colonial gunpowder and artillery in 1774. 260 hand-picked special forces redcoats went to Ten Hills Farm outside of present-day Somerville, Massachusetts. And there they seized, because the local county sheriff gave him the keys to a structure that had a wrought iron gate. They seized gunpowder, 250 half, 50 pound half barrels of gunpowder. They took it, they confiscated it. And then they confiscated the artillery pieces. Now, folks, what they took was the militia, the organized militia, not the revolutionaries. This was the equivalent of our National Guard. They came in, and it would be like them coming in and taking our weapons out of, and ammunition out of, our National Guard armories. This ignited anger. It was called the powder alarm. And the alarm went out, and the colonists rose up. There's a book about this. When it was discovered that this had happened, church bells rang out, and fire beacons, last used during the French and the Indian War. Now, these were beacons of liberty. Those fire beacons were lit, because that's how they communicated back then. By morning the next day, over 4,000 colonists descended on Cambridge, Massachusetts, including this group called the Marbleheaders. Many were armed. They were demanding retribution. There had been a rumor that spread like wildfire that six Americans had been killed. Colonists believed another massacre happened like the one in Boston 4 years earlier in 1770. They demanded change, and they sought the resignation of several colonial officials, including the sheriff who handed over the keys. Out of this emerged some of the future leaders of the revolution, Dr. Joseph Warren, who was a brilliant orator. And he addressed this group and this crowd, trying to get them to calm down. No blood had been shed, he said. Cooler heads prepared, or actually prevailed that day. There was a thunderstorm that afternoon, and it drove the crowd away. But here's what happened. The powder alarm, this thing that they did by seizing guns, set in motion an arms race between both sides. Because back then, we could have weapons of quote-unquote war that gave us the ability to ultimately engage in a revolutionary war. Now, juxtapose this to today. What Fred and the boys, the turncoat Rhino Republicans, have done is allowed a spark to be ignited. It's very disappointing that the recall efforts failed. But when you deny your family's ability to protect themselves, when they deny you the ability to protect yourself in your own home, because you put in place a law, you allow a law to be put in place that says you can't keep a weapon at the ready. When you allow that to happen, when you put in place other restrictive laws, you begin to infringe on people's rights at a greater level. In an America, that ignites a spark, as it should, spark for liberty. Each one of us have a human right. This is an argument you can use to be persuasive with a persuadable. We, each of us, have a human right to defend ourselves by any means necessary. In America and in Oregon, according to our constitutions, we are guaranteed that right with a firearm. And every time government de facto tries to limit and infringe on our right to defend ourselves as a human right, we've got to stand up. Cannot allow our human rights to be taken from us as guaranteed in our Constitution. And that's not just guns, folks. It's our right to have this conversation, for me to say these things right now on the air, free speech, our right to practice our religion as we see fit. All of that we must defend, because there are people, and they rule the day in Oregon, who will take it from us if we do not stand up against it. Thank you, friends, for joining us today. I hope you got something meaningful out of this. I'll be back tomorrow. I hope you will be too. Make it a great day. Keep praying, keep fighting, and believing what you believe in, folks. See you then. Ooh.